Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Across Texas, more than 170 people are still missing following the July 4th flash flooding. Among them, Robert Brake Jr.'s mother and father.
They got washed away in their cabin Friday morning, and we came down to help in the search efforts. Maybe not be able to find my parents under this tragedy, but maybe we can help somebody else find theirs and have some closure and peace.
More flooding overnight in Ruidoso, New Mexico as well. Three people were killed when a house was washed away. The mayor of Philadelphia says the city has reached a tentative agreement with 9,000 city workers who have been on strike since the beginning of the month. Russia firing a record 728 drones at Ukraine overnight, as well as 13 missiles. All that as the European Court of Human Rights delivers two rulings against Russia, one of them finding that Russia committed violations in invading Ukraine, another that Russia was behind the downing of MH Flight 17 in 2014. This is ABC News.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay Police Department is actively searching for a carjacking suspect who reportedly stole a Prevea Health shuttle van. 46-year-old Geraldine Soto of Kashina allegedly approached a Prevea Health employee with a large knife and told him to exit the van, a 2022 dark gray Chrysler Pacifica. Police believe Soto drove the van outside of the Green Bay area. Soto is considered armed and dangerous. Anyone who sees the van is asked to call 911 immediately and to not approach her or the vehicle. Football season's not that far away, and the Green Bay Packers are looking for seasonal employees with walk-in job fairs in July. The first is today from 4 until 6 p.m. See the story on our website for other days and times. The Packers are looking to fill roles in guest services and security. The job fairs will be held in the Johnsonville Tailgate Village on the east side of Lambeau Field. Applicants must be at least 16 years old, and those applying for game day roles must be available for all home games, potential playoff games, and other Lambeau events. The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its monthly report for May showing a drop in home sales and increase in home prices from the same time last year. According to the report, home sales through the first 5 months of 2025 fell by 2.5% compared to the same period last year. The median home price also rose by nearly 7% to $315,000. While the number of existing homes for sale dropped by 1.5%, the total number of listings rose by 8.5%, with over 22,000 homes on the market. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Dodgers 3-1 to take a 2-0 lead over L.A. in the 3-game series. They wrap it up this afternoon here at AmFam Field. Milwaukee rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, with the start, gave up a home run to the Dodgers' leadoff hitter, Shohei Ohtani, Pat Murphy.
Giving up the leadoff home run, it's like getting knocked down in the first round. Here's one of the best hitters in the game, and he leaves a breaking ball up. He got back up, took a standing eight, and battled.
Mizorowski then settled in, not allowing another run throughout 6 innings, striking out 12 batters. Dodgers starter Clayton Kershaw said he didn't know much about the Miz before the game. How about now?
Yeah, I know him now, huh? I mean, that was super impressive. That was really special. I mean, everything, you know, obviously the velo, but I mean, he's got 4 pitches, commands the ball, and I mean, that's, I don't know how you hit that, honestly. That's just really tough.
That's Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 75 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 61. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 78. And then we do have a chance of scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
That say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the founding fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time is Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with PK, and Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor at LP, joins us to discuss national and state issues and a what's worse on pizza.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy blustery Wednesday to you. Doesn't feel like the middle of July, does it?
Well, I don't know. Today's going to be great. 75, 70?
Yeah, no, but just walking around right up now. It's a little bit. I didn't even go jogging this morning.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that cool. Okay.
Yeah, well, that wind. You don't want to get that wind in your face.
Okay.
You know? So anyway, we got to make a quick announcement before anything else.
I don't know how quick it's going to be.
Well, it's a sad day for us. It's a very, very sad day for us. We're just going to be totally honest with you. And our man, Todd, who is our pilot of this entire show, is moving on. And I just want to read from corporate what it says here. Todd has given his heart, his soul, and his voice to Green Bay and the Fox Valley, not to mention the Civic Media News Talk Network as a brand voice for 2.5 years. His passion for local radio is without question impressive. We thank Todd for substantial contributions to his markets and to Civic Media family. More details on his next step coming soon. We love Todd like you can't believe. He's the greatest person I've ever worked with in radio. No disrespect to all the other people I've worked with in radio, but I've never seen a guy who lives it, whose heart and soul and passion is in radio the way Todd is.
I agree.
And we love him. And we are nothing without Todd.
Yeah.
So, Con.
Good morning.
Hey, Con.
Hey, Con, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Con, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, you get spoiled.
You get
business.
Spoiled.
And it's, he's,
you get spoiled.
Great. Help us with guests. Help us
we
with
would walk
everything.
In and there would be like 6 pages of stuff like this.
You guys read this.
Sitting in front of us, right. Show prep, everything.
Coffee.
Everything we talked about. He'd have a music bed waiting for it. The best, the greatest.
But, you know,
in the
people
world.
Like that get other opportunities, right?
Absolutely.
He was.
Yeah.
Very
he told me about some of the things he's got going on. They sound really, really, really exciting.
Right.
So. Anyway.
That's going to be different. I mean, I don't know. I don't know where.
Con.
Yes?
Okay, what did you do already with the camera? We look really big.
Yeah, Con.
You don't like that?
We can't call Todd.
I feel like, I mean, you know, you ever go to in a
those
dressing room? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would say, whoa.
Usually those mirrors make you look thinner.
No, they don't.
In dressing rooms, they do. Yeah, they do.
I've never put on a pair of pants in a dressing room and felt and looked and say, oh, I look good. My butt looks good in these. Never.
And that's the skinny mirror they had on there, too.
That's why I jog. Just being honest. So I was all excited about something for you, and now you just burst my bubble.
What?
Cheap Trick coming to town. I thought you were a huge Cheap Trick fan.
I like Cheap Trick, but no, the one that I got to meet and all that stuff was...
I know, Kiss.
Kiss.
But I thought you were big into Cheap Trick,
too. I'll go. When are they coming? Are they here soon?
I don't know. Soon, yeah.
Todd,
when are they coming? Cheap Trick.
I didn't even know they were coming to town.
Wow. See, that's right.
Do we get used to that?
Now it begins.
Well,
now it begins.
Do we get used to it? Or
yes.
Do we start? You know.
Wow, here we go. Wow. Unbelievable. But anyway, Hart's coming to town, too.
Yeah.
Well, they had one song kind of.
What?
Annie Dreamboat by Annie.
Yeah.
Annie Dreamboat. Which was, you know what? I remember this in radio for one of the stations back in the day. QLH, I think. And it was always, that was always, you had to be careful. They had to care. It was like a really short song. It was like 2 minutes. It was like, oh, and then didn't they also have Barracuda?
Yes.
Yes, Barracuda.
That's the one I was thinking of when you said heart. Yeah, that's the only song I know.
You know what Barracuda's written about?
No.
The music executives, how they would always hit on these young female people.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
sure.
And that they wrote a song about the Barracuda's backstage type thing. Yeah. So my daughter calls me last night. Mm-hmm. She said, "Hey, Dad, I'm not going to be around for a couple of days." Oh, okay. I'm going to Atlanta. I go, cool. Who do you know in Atlanta? She goes, well, I'm friends with this person, and he runs the arena things and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going front row to Beyonce.
I'd make that trip, too. That's going to be
Beyonce.
Fun. She's going to like that.
Yeah. So can you get me a selfie type thing? She's no.
Yeah. No, my...
But you saw Beyonce, right?
No, my kids did.
Are you okay?
No, they had got tickets through... Those tickets are hard to get.
Oh, my God. They're unbelievable to get. Just
the guy that did... Well, my daughter's father-in-law ran the CMA Awards. Anyway, he got tickets through a source. Then her husband really didn't want to go. Can't really blame him. And so then she called
me. I would go see Beyonce. I would. I don't think I have to hand over a man card or anything like that. I would go see Beyonce. Not even a question. Just because she's such an icon.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like, remember I told you I didn't see the Eagles. It's, I'll see them next time around. Yeah, and then they're not. Like a Frank Sinatra. I wish anything I could have. Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash was here at the arena in like the 70s. And I saw that thing. There are other big names and they're like $6 a ticket.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
To see Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
I've been reading one thing on one of the Green Bay websites or Facebook posts or everything about Green Bay, whatever. And they're talking about, and it's so funny because I could just picture one of the guys saying this. It was, they're going to get Leonard Skinner at Joanne's. They're going to have like 10,000 people. But Harold Compton, who is in one of my books, he was a very prominent World War II veteran. Mm-hmm. He was like deputy police chief or something. And he's talking about, we had that one concert there, and there's so much marijuana being around there. We had 2,000 arrests and that whole thing, so they wouldn't have them. But the thing is, then I saw comments. It's like, but in the arena, you used to be able to smoke anywhere in the arena. So people go in the bathroom and just fire up the, you know, the Johnnies.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that. Thank God, that has really, really changed. Isn't in our lifetime. I mean, it's amazing how
imagine the
changed.
Smoke we've inhaled.
Right.
My mom smoked until she had her stroke. My dad smoked until my mom had her stroke. Yeah. My brothers all smoked. They smoked cigars. They smoked pipe. We got pictures. Everybody's got pictures of Christmas. All your uncles and aunts sitting there. Every one of them's got a cigarette in their hand.
Yeah, and then we could smoke in Lambeau Field, and then they moved it to certain areas. And, of course, now you can't smoke there at all. But, yeah, it's –
Well, I remember, that's a good thing. Our era, this would have been early 90s probably, where during one game at a Packer game in the press box, and they came around with a little form. I think it was Harry Meyer used to work up at the press box.
He never missed a game. I missed like 10 or
and
something.
And he handed out all the things. I'm like, wait, what's this, Harry? He goes, it's for the media to vote whether or not they we should still allow smoking in the press box.
I bet you the media didn't want to eliminate it, did they? Don't they let it last day I smoke?
That one, though. It
did it?
Yeah.
Really?
You know why, though? Because those older guys were kind of, it was that era where.
Or they were just moving out
they
in
were
the
kind
90s.
Of moving in. It was all younger guys and you know, young women and everybody.
Yeah.
It's like, we don't want smoke to smell like smoke and everything.
Okay.
But that was also during the days where they had a refrigerator full of old style in the press box.
Yeah. Now that.
I mean, there's pictures of Jim Irwin doing the game with an old style sitting in front of him.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen those guys drink more old style.
Man. Yeah. So different era.
Yeah. So, yeah. Did you see Frank Sinatra? You mentioned
I would love to. In retrospect, I would have loved it. Or Elvis. I remember when I was living in northern Minnesota, and Elvis came to Duluth. Elvis played Duluth.
Mm-hmm.
And so did Kiss, and all my friends were going to see Kiss, and I didn't do that. Mm. So, I just almost tell people young, if there's somebody out there you want to see, go.
Go.
Go see him.
Yeah.
Go do it.
Yeah, Frank Sinatra, where I worked before, we would entertain a lot, and I was in Vegas, and I took some people to the dinner show, and I always tipped the guy heavy, got right up in front, saw Frank Scholl. And then
hey, went, hey, buddy, come here. Come here.
And then I went back and went back that same night.
Here's a little something for you.
Thanks,
sir. I can buy a pack of smokes.
Went back the same night, saw the went to the cocktail show. So I saw him twice in one
You
night.
Saw Sinatra twice?
Twice, right, like back to back.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
I went
impressive.
To a ton of shows out there. Like live entertainment.
That's cool.
It's good
Hey,
stuff.
Convoy, can you do something where we don't see ourselves, but we see texts? We have to see our texter people.
Yep,
get a chance.
Because
thank you, Convoy.
The guy before you used to do that for us.
Yeah, he was good at that.
Yeah, he was good.
He was awesome. You know who I look like in these glasses? Do you ever see the movie Falling Down with Michael Douglas, where he plays a guy, like a computer type guy or whatever, and he just had one of those unbelievable days where it's like he lost his job and his car broke down and he goes to buy something and the guy gives him attitude or whatever, whatever, and he just kind of goes crazy. You ever see that movie?
No, but...
But these are exactly kind of like glasses he had on, where it's like kind of crazy guy glasses.
Okay, you look like those are pretty thick rimmed glasses.
I know! That's what I mean.
You look like the guy that...
But you know what? These haven't broken yet.
Oh, that's good.
How many pair of glasses have you seen snapped in half sitting here?
These are yours, too. I put these on today. It's like, wow. I mean, where's the dog?
Those are my welding glasses.
Yeah.
Those, you know what those are for? For checking myself for skin cancer.
Okay, yeah.
Those are the kind they put on for that. Yeah. So anyway, that's where we're at today.
Right. Tomorrow you're taking the day off, and that's going to be a fun day for you. I can't wait till Friday.
Well, it's tonight, actually. I'm heading up to my class reunion tonight.
Right, on the 50th. I just, you know,
Hard to believe, isn't it?
For John? He's going to his 50th reunion, and you didn't go to your 40th. When's the last one you went?
25th.
Wow. Okay, so that's been a while.
Yeah, it's the only one I've gone to was the 25th. I told you when I had my 10th, and I was working,
That's a weird reunion.
10?
10 is...
Well, yes, sir. I saw pictures. They were showing pictures now of that reunion, okay? And, boy, it was like everybody dressed really good. Everybody looked really good. And it seems like when I saw pictures of, like, the 40th, it was like people in jeans and sweatshirts.
Yeah,
and so I don't know what the 50th is going to be like. You know, the 25th was like that in-between. They always say the 10th is the most... They want to impress.
Yeah, I don't know why we even have that, but yeah, I mean, 25th's a good one. God, we had a blast at our 25th because it was, it was just fun. Nobody's going to change, and we just talked a lot about how. You talk a little bit about health, but I just remember talking about diabetes skips generations, and like kind of like religion. We didn't have the most religious class.
Boy,
and our kids were pretty religious.
Sorry,
and our parents
I missed
that were religious.
Party.
No, it was fun. It was just. Nobody was like, it wasn't critical at all. It's just, we had a lot of
mine is
kind of
sad, though. I think it's up to 40. I think we had 142 people in my class and 40 have died. Isn't that amazing?
That is. But, yeah, I don't know. You showed me some of those. Well.
Stop.
Wow.
Stop.
Don't know that.
Stop.
Do you guys have, like, places to walk up there?
Stop.
Do you guys grow like
please stop
lettuce?
Please stop.
Yeah,
okay. Hey, it's gonna be
interesting. I can't wait for the report on Friday because
I got a bunch. So I'm in charge of the door prizes. So went around yesterday, got some really cool door prizes.
All right, that's cool. But see, you got a text here that says my advice to John for his reunion is don't go or go and get really hammered. And hook up with the prom queen. Who is your prom queen?
Colleen.
She's still looking like the prom queen, or did she turn out like the lunch lady?
Stop it! Haven't
seen. Did you see that picture?
Stop it!
Oh my God!
Convoy, turn off his mic.
He showed me a picture of the planning committee.
No, it wasn't the planning committee. That was a bunch of just Nagani people.
Your class, though.
No, they weren't all my class. That was in the bar when they were all. Yeah.
Oh, and then so the lunch lady just came in for the picture.
She wasn't part of my thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop it.
A little nervous.
Convoy, can I see our text, please?
Yes, I will get you that.
Convoy, a little thanks would be nice.
Thank you.
What did you do yesterday?
I went golfing, yeah.
How did you pay for it?
Well, you guys for...
You guys?
That, yeah.
No, you guy. Somebody hasn't. It's one of those things where, you know, somebody's leaving or something. You buy a gift. Oh, yeah. I'll. How much? Yeah. I'll get it to you.
At $40 he owes me? Yeah.
For, what do I owe you $40 for?
Okay, where's Todd? Roll the tape.
What do I owe you $40 for?
Bets.
For what?
Bets.
Oh, so that's really.
Really? Bets well, don't count?
Not when it's illegal betting.
We're going to have to call Guido.
He's my cousin. We got to set our quick break. Mind on the Mayor. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activity, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. Got text here from William. Cheap Trick in Green Bay on December 4th. My wife is from Rockford, Illinois, and went to high school with several band members. Wow. Who was I reading? Oh, so I'm watching this great special. Oh, by the way, Terry from Ashwaubenon says, great movie, John, Falling Down. My favorite part when he was at the McDonald's and missed the breakfast by 5 minutes, was ready to tear the place up. Lisa from Simple Life says, I got to deliver quiche to Todd. Todd, thank you so much for the memories. Lisa, do me a favor. We'll take care of that. Just bring it here, and I'll make sure I get it to Todd. Good luck, Todd. We will miss you. Vicky says, or Michael says, really sad day. Sarah says some people got smoking fines at the Brown County Arena. Ask my sister. Okay. Kevin Van Ness says, yep, Cheap Trick with Heart at the Resch.
That's gonna
Sheila,
be
says, that's gonna be her sister says, I was such a rebel. Yeah. So there you go.
Cheap Trick and Heart. That's a throw. That'd be a good concert. And those are two pretty good names.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like an opener that's.
No. I would go see that. Absolutely. So I'm watching this special. I think it's on Prime. Do you get Prime? Prime Amazon?
Yeah.
Because I don't watch. Oh, man. Because I've been watching the thing, Masters of the Sky. About World War II, Flyers. Yeah, and it's funny because the main character they talk about, he's from Manitowoc, Wisconsin.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's a true story. Tom Hanks, Steven Spielberg, you know, so it's phenomenal. It's unbelievable. It's fantastic.
What of the sky?
Heroes Masters of the
Masters
Sky.
Masters of the Sky.
Yeah. Okay. It's about the Bloody 100th, it's called, because they lost so many guys. They lost like one day they'd lose like 120 guys. Just blown out of the sky. That's unbelievable. And I got to be honest, I don't know what I would do. I don't know if I'd have the courage. So these planes are getting hit.
And you know, yeah.
And you're looking, and it's like you got to bail out. And you're over enemy territory. And there's just this little hole, and you just jump through. And they never jumped before. They said they teach them how to do it. You jump, and you pull this cord here, and you hope for the best.
Really, didn't? Wow.
I think I would take my chances trying to ride out the plane. I really do.
But don't they get hit and jump, or do they jump before they get hit?
No, the planes are getting shot up really bad.
Right.
And then they have to jump, obviously.
Well, then if your plane...
I know, but you know, sometimes they try to ride it down and take it down and make it there. No?
Okay, I'd jump, but anyway, okay, so right. You'd fly it in with no wings. Okay, good idea.
God bless all the people that skydive. I could never do it. And I know you did it. I couldn't do it. I could never do it.
Don't forget the shoot. Yes. All right.
So anyway, on Prime, I'm watching this other thing. Has anybody else seen this? It's called 1971. But what a pivotal year that was with everything that happened between the Kent State, with the shooting at Kent State and all the protests. And then, but there's a big thing about George Harrison. He had left the Beatles. You know, everybody kind of split up at this point and everything. And it talks about, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff with John Lennon and Yoko. Like, you can't believe video you've never seen before. It's really great. But George Harrison gets in big with the guy from Bangladesh because they were having that big thing. The country was splitting apart, the whole thing. He did that big concert at Madison Square Garden for Bangladesh, okay? And it talks about how Leon Russell, you know, who was such a great musician, and he was... So anyway... Long story short. So it's looking up Leon Russell about what he's done. And it's, I mean, you got George Harrison and Bob Dylan doing duets on. I mean, unbelievable amount of talent in one place. Okay. But anyway, I was reading about Leon Russell. His high school in Oklahoma, him, Anita Bryant, and three other people that made it huge in music and movies all classmates in the same high school.
That's cool when that stuff happens, right? And who would think?
Yeah.
Those three together, right?
Yeah.
For one. I mean, Neil Bryan, she was out there. But in Oklahoma on top of it.
Oklahoma. It was Will Rogers High School in Oklahoma City.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Well, but isn't it funny how you get so much talent in some classes sometimes? Like Janis Joplin.
Who was the music teacher?
She was bullied in high school in Port Arthur, Texas. Okay? In this one class. So one guy always called her names, whatever. Okay? You know who it was? Jimmy Johnson. Became the Cowboys head coach?
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything about him, but yeah.
Right.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's, well, we all come from somewhere.
I know.
It's weird when these people who are super famous and they're like from Nebraska. Don't you think like famous people are from New York?
They're from Los Angeles.
Or Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nebraska. Yeah. Iowa. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Like Johnny Carson's. It's just like, it's just weird.
Yeah. Anyway. But, you know, it's another one of those things. So when you read about that, these other people that, you know, went through those things, and we talk about this all the time with these musicians or whatever, they had to have had a music teacher, somebody early on, like a Kevin Van Ness, like we talk about.
Right.
Bill from Big
Fluffy.
Somebody saw something and encouraged them versus, you know.
How about those three students at Oklahoma? I mean, can you imagine a music teacher there?
What I mean.
Right. If he or she said, you guys got a lot of talent.
Yeah.
If that was that, it probably had some influence.
But if they had
it.
A crappy teacher.
Right. Say,
I
look,
bet none of them would have made it.
You're never going to make any money in this. That's when we talk about that.
And we always do every Friday when we're here with Dennis from the Glam Band. And we always say, you know, we always ask the musical guests who get that spark inside of you.
And kids are, you know. Your parents are always encouraging, but boy, when you hear it from somebody else, it sometimes
means
even a little bit.
Yeah, your parents
more.
Don't count.
Well, they do, but they're just like, yeah, you're really good.
I mean, you hate to say that, but.
An awesome movie, music, though, is that with Richard Dreyfuss, where the girls. very shy. She becomes governor, plays clarinet. You know, Richard, that's a very famous movie. Everybody's seen it. You've seen it. And you say, oh, yeah, okay. But nobody.
Jaws?
No. Richard Dreyfuss.
You were saying Jaws?
Yeah.
Nobody's seen this movie. How music changed? Nobody has seen this movie.
Okay, Kevin has seen it a million times.
Nobody has seen this movie.
It's the influence.
Every time
educators
you say everybody's seen this movie, nobody has seen the movie.
This is going to light up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, look at that.
You hear him howling around your kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yesterday, U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins rolled out a brand new initiative involving agriculture as a key component to protecting national security. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. This is something that all of agriculture is paying attention to. Sam Kiefer is the Vice President of Public Policy at the American Farm Bureau Federation. He explains the plan and what it covers as he knows it right now.
Well, it's a 7-part plan for addressing agriculture security, and it includes limiting ownership of American farmland by adversaries of the United States. Also involves enhancing supply chain resilience and safeguarding both plant and animal health. Perhaps most importantly, the Agriculture Secretary has been added to the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States.
Sam Kiefer with the American Farm Bureau Federation. He says another element is that Brooke Rollins has now been added to the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. They investigate and consider, approve, or disapprove any business in the U.S. that's merging with or being acquired by foreign investors. So definitely powerful when it comes to the food supply chain. Kiefer says we also need to keep things in perspective on this land ownership issue. He said right now only about 3% of all privately held U.S. agricultural land is foreign owned. Markets are next.
In my County Farm Bureau, I'm more than a member. I'm an advocate for local farms and families. Serving on the board has given me a chance to create real change in our community. From organizing volunteer opportunities to promoting agriculture at local events, we connect our neighbors to the farms that feed them. Together, we're building a stronger and well-informed community. Join us and make a difference today.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
On the barrel cheese yesterday, we gained a penny and three quarters to 172¾. 40-pound block cheese up three quarters of a cent. 169¼. Well, AA butter dropped a quarter of a cent to 261¾ per pound. This morning, the August Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up a nickel, 17.96. Right now, the corn market is quiet, soybean market quiet, and the wheat market quiet starting on a Wednesday. Just a quick market snapshot. I'm Farm Director PM Yonke.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Logging and Heritage Festival July 12th and 13th on Stevenson Island. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 75 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 61. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 78. And then we do have a chance of scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bikes, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'll be joined by Celi Flores, a DACA recipient. We'll explore what it was like watching the 2024 election unfold and what it's like now watching Donald Trump attack immigrants from coast to coast.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here on a little bit of a blustery Wednesday morning. 58 degrees in Green Bay, 64 in Appleton, 64 in Oshkosh, mostly cloudy with showers and storms, high in the upper 70s. And at the very beginning of the show, and I've got some texts here, that people are like, what? What happened? I just want to say the third wheel of our three-wheel bike is no longer with us. Todd,
that would be the front wheel. That would be the big wheel.
The big one wheel. That drives it.
Right. We're just exactly. Along in the back.
Who would be a famous? Are there any famous threesomes in music?
Well, sure. Peter Paul Mary.
Oh yeah. Without Todd is like us without Peter.
The Mills Brothers.
Nobody knows the Mills Brothers. Who else?
Kingston Trio.
Oh yeah, but nobody knows their names.
Okay,
there's another one. There's another third one. A three-person thing. I'm trying to think of.
Who's in the Mamas and the Papas?
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Yeah.
Well, without Nash. One of them, Graham Nash was overrated. Crosby, Stills, and Young.
Sure.
There. All right?
Okay.
It'd be like, Todd would be our, who would he be? Neil Young. He'd be our Neil Young. I'd be the fat guy with the mustache and the curly hair.
Yeah.
You'd be the guy nobody really pays attention to.
Yeah. Well.
And Todd sure would be. Yeah.
He'd be the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be Stills.
Okay.
Who do we be? People, help us out. I'm going to give a prize pack. I'm going to give a t-shirt out. I'm going to give one of our new t-shirts out.
Did you see those t-shirts? How many we got?
Yeah. I'm giving a t-shirt out to whoever comes up with. Huh?
I think the guy didn't put our names on it.
I know. It's me, collector items.
Wow. I was short-lived.
I remember those guys. Yeah. Okay. I want to know. T-shirt. Who can come up with the best trio that we were? And Todd, here's what I'm just going to read. Todd has put in his resignation. This is from corporate. Todd has given his heart, his soul, and his voice to Green Bay and the Fox Valley, not to mention the Civic Media News Talk Radio as the brand voice for 2.5 years. His passion for local radio is without question impressive. We thank Todd for his substantial contributions to his market and to the Civic Media family. Sage. Todd was the greatest, is the greatest, and he's going to be doing some great, great things still in the media. So,
yeah, but he was good. I mean,
he's the best.
He loved it.
He's the best.
I don't know what else is out there, but I mean,
Okay, Michael says the Three Stooges? Okay.
You know what? That's funny.
I'd be the bald guy.
Oh. Yeah.
I'd be the bald guy.
Yeah, you would.
Terry says, nobody knows the Mills Brothers? Really, John?
See?
How about there Cab you go. Driver? Thank it's you. A great
exactly.
song.
Exactly. Cab Driver. Yeah.
Oh, no. Nobody knows it. Sparky says, the Bee Gees and Barry Gibb.
Okay. That Bee Gees is up there. Those three guys. They were all brothers, weren't they? Yeah. They were. And that young guy. They broke up because that young guy, he died early, didn't he?
Like yeah. You know, 30s? He was hooking up with Pammy from Dallas. What?
I don't know who.
Oh, my God.
Tammy?
Pam from Dallas, the TV show Dallas.
Yeah.
Victoria Principal?
Yeah.
And she's like 10 years older than him.
And
she was like, psh. I'll tell you something. Late 70s, you know, it was a, let's be honest. I'm just going with what the TV critics would say. It was a TNA era.
Yeah.
Of TV. That's where it started.
Yeah.
Farrah Fawcett, right. Jacqueline Smith,
right.
The whole thing.
Right.
Actually, you know who we, okay. You know
Charlie's Angels.
We're Charlie's Angels.
There you go. That's right.
We're Charlie's Angels and Todd would be Farrah Fawcett. Because it was never the same after she left.
I agree with that. I don't know. I just don't.
Todd would be like Shelley Hack or whatever her name is that
I don't
came after.
Farrah Fawcett. And
just throwing it out there.
Todd Michaels.
Gary says Murphy, Katie, and Mino. Good point.
There you go.
Good point. Yeah, I would be Todd is Farrah Fawcett. I'd be the Jacqueline Smith. You'd be what's her name that nobody really remembers.
Okay. I don't remember the show, so I remember Farrah Fawcett, but everybody knows
how
her.
Can you not remember Charlie's Angels? That's mind-boggling.
Yeah, I just...
That was an era of such great TV.
Did that guy talk?
Yeah, and you know who that was? No. John Forsythe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that... I mean, that was... Unbelievable. That was a weird... That was not a...
That was a great show for its era. But you know what? I actually had a great class at ASU. It was TV programming. And it was so much fun where you'd, like, do your own program. You know, you'd have to watch all the shows and come up with what you would think would be a great lineup, how one show would lead to the next and the next. And it's pretty fascinating when you go back and see those TV lineups from that era.
What did they? That would be interesting. I would be interested in how you, what was the premise of the lineup?
Okay. Well, one of the big, well, keeping so people don't switch the channels. So it's like if you had, like, I remember, I think it was Tuesday nights on ABC, and I want to say it was like Happy Days and then Laverne and Shirley. And then one other one that was like kind of in that same realm.
Mm-hmm.
And it, or if it was a cop show, another whatever, because you got that audience. And I think a lot of it was just built on demographics.
Right. That's, you know, what I would look at. Absolutely. That's the advertisers. How are we going to hold 35-year-olds who've got disposable income?
Exactly.
And I want to advertise whatever, cars.
Because somebody wouldn't be switching from Ironsides to,
right,
you know, Three's Company.
And nor would Geritol go from one to the other.
Do you have iron poor blood?
Right. I mean,
friends, do you have iron poor blood? Was your family on that show? Ted Mack Original Amateur Hour?
No, we weren't amateurs.
Sunday afternoons, don't you remember that show? Like 5 o'clock?
No.
Ted Mack's Original Amateur, brought to you by Geritol. Folks, do you have iron poor blood? Try Geritol. No? Huh?
Is that local?
Yeah, it was local.
Yeah, no.
No, it wasn't local. A lot of great talent was discovered from that show.
What's the name? What's that guy's
Ted name? Mack's Original Amateur Hour.
Ted Max?
Ted Mack.
Ted Mack.
Ted Mack Original Amateur Hour. I could have seen your family being on that show.
They weren't amateurs.
Wow, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no. Never watched it.
What's her name got discovered on that show? Midnight Train to Georgia.
Oh, okay. All right.
Gladys Knight.
Yeah.
Got this. Did you get the Richard Dreyfuss movie yet? It's Mr. Holland's Opus.
That was
I've seen it.
Thank you for saying that. That was a great. Is that Kevin Van Ness? Or is that Fluffy? Who is that? Some great musician teachers. Like, look, I make my kids watch that. That shows the changing of music and.
Nobody's seen that movie.
The influence that
That's
a teacher
one of those
can have.
That was probably a great movie, and nobody saw it. I bet it was a flop at the box office.
No, it wasn't. That was. I think that was nominated for I don't know how many. Emmys, yeah, or not Emmys is TV, whatever the movie thing is.
Oscars,
yes. Hey, I
got really another one from Jim. Says the Andrew Sisters. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
I think one of them got hooked up with somebody. Michael says the Three Little Pigs. Thank you, Michael. Shrek, Frona, and the Donkey. Got what else we got here? Kirk, Spock, and McCoy. That's not bad.
Cool.
Another one. Jim says the Letterman. I used to like
the
Letterman.
You know what? I've seen the Letterman so many, a zillion times. Yes. And that Tony, who was the lead there, was friends of my dad, and he was at our house a number of times. Tony Pitello. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wait,
Letterman would be good.
Whoa, back up.
So Tony was
the Letterman were at your house?
Tony was.
In Manitowoc, in Two Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Why was he at your house?
I like my dad. They get along. Yeah, he was.
So he would travel to Two Rivers, Wisconsin.
Yeah, he bought something, though, in Wisconsin or close to that. I don't really know the backstory on it. I just know that he's been over. My dad's gone now. But, yeah, he would stop over there once in a while. They would just talk music.
You know, I guess.
But Tony's, they went through a lot of people. Everybody's like, oh, Letterman. There's only really one guy who's been there. He's a nice guy.
Wow. That's kind of big time.
Yeah.
Although when you meet those people, they're pretty normal.
They're just chilling, right?
I still remember Lonnie Anderson?
Yes.
I never promised you a rose mm-hmm. garden.
Yeah.
So when I was growing up, she was this huge country. Every time, and you know, like Glenn Campbell had his TV show. Mm-hmm. Johnny that Cash had his TV show. I think Bobby Goldsboro had everybody had a Mac Davis. And it always made, and now Lonnie Anderson. You know what I mean? She was huge, okay? So I walk back at the old station. Walk in one morning, you know, 5 to 6 or whatever, and go in to get a cup of coffee. And here's this elderly lady kind of And somebody brought in this big thing of chocolate. Okay, so, and she's got, and she's like trying to tear into this chocolate to break up. I was thinking, ooh, exactly. And she's got this knife, and she's like trying to tear into it, break out this piece of chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you know, I just said, okay, somebody's whatever. And I go and do my thing, come out to get, and I walk by the Y100, and it was Lynn Anderson. You know what I mean? It's like, oh.
Yeah.
And I think she died not long after.
Oh.
Yeah.
The other people that you meet, it's different now with all this crazy social media.
Kelly says the three amigos.
Okay.
You'd be Martin Short. I would
be. Oh, God, he's hilarious.
I'd be, what's his name? Chevy Chase.
I am going to. He's funny.
I like that movie.
Yes.
I've watched that movie.
That was funny.
That's another one that if it's on,
yeah,
you got to watch it for a while.
Man, it doesn't take a while. Yeah.
There are certain movies that are like that. Shawshank Redemption is another one. Boom, you got to watch it if it's on. Because it doesn't, you know what? Every scene is something good.
Yeah.
You don't have to see the whole movie. They do such a great job of putting the whole thing together.
We talked about airplane.
Peter, Paul, and Mary. Todd is Mary. Okay. Like that.
But they were good.
They had great harmony, didn't they?
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they do Where Have All the Flowers? Mm-hmm. That was them, right?
Yeah.
You know.
Leaving on Jet Plane, just all that. They were, those great, great, great. They were here a couple of times, man. The Widener.
You know, in that movie I'm watching, or that documentary I'm watching about 1971, they talk about how music changed right around that era.
Sure did.
But you, for the on the dark side of it, because that's when cocaine first started getting into Los Angeles. And they talk about Sly and the Family Stone. And he would write these great songs, wonderful songs, and then the next day be bleeped up and record over them and not remember. And they're like, where's that track? That was phenomenal. That was gold. And he'd be like, I don't know.
Oh, man.
And then the Doors, Jim Morrison, were just, he was so great, so talented, such a great songwriter, had such a, and it killed him. Mm-hmm. And it talked about how cocaine played a really big role in music changing, because some of those people that were so great and so popular, they just burnt out and it opened the door for other types of music then.
Yeah. I remember all that. Yeah. Short-lived people and just, boy, it took a lot of people out in their 20s.
Oh, some talented people. Yeah. I mean, it's hard when, like Jim Morrison, when he was good, I mean, when he was, his voice was amazing.
Yeah.
The sound was amazing. And then they showed one of his last concerts. And he's fat.
No.
And he's got a beard, and he wouldn't move. And people were booing and throwing stuff. And what an era that was to live through.
But those are tough times. I mean, people look at, I don't know, are we in tough times right now?
Wow. But Sarah said that concert for Bangladesh, she still has the album.
Wow.
That was such great music. That was such a conglomeration of such great musicians getting together. It was unbelievable.
You were talking about how...
They were scalping tickets, by the way. Standing room, $30.
No way.
$30.
Oh, my God. Highway robbery.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, the other people I think that are... Because media has changed it, but that are like... politicians can be super nice people. Like, Proxmire was at our house, too. And now these senators...
William Proxmire.
Yeah.
Wow. Is he governor?
No, he was a senator. He was the senator.
Yeah, but he's governor, too, wasn't he?
No,
was it Proxmire
governor? I don't think,
no. Okay.
He's a Democrat.
I don't know.
In my dad's house.
I don't know these things, Jim.
What's he doing to your dad?
To me, that would be if you said George Romney was at your house, because I grew up with George Romney
Their
governor.
There's a governor. No. No.
No?
I don't. Right. Bill Proxmire? I gotta look. No, I don't remember him being.
No? You know what was fun when we had that governor on here that day?
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Marty Schreiber.
All right, we're going to set our quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Jeff Larson, Green Bay Sail and Paddle. They do some great things, cool things. Back after this. It's not in the way you look or the things that you say that you do. For the lie, love isn't always on time. Oh, oh, oh. For the lie, love isn't always on time. Oh, oh, oh. It's not in the
way. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bikes, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always on Point.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotion materials like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Rebel Eddies is your solution for auto detailing in Midwest Wisconsin. They specialize in top-tier services, including deep cleaning and detailing, paint corrections, ceramic coatings, wax oil undercoatings, window tinting, and more. And they take pride in delivering professional results every time. Rebel Eddies is family and veteran-owned and operated. Bookings are available as soon as 1 week. Call 920-671-8984 or visit rebeleddies.com. Rebel Eddies Detailing. Restore. Protect. Maintain.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking. The list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Hey, welcome back. Mud of the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. You know, once again, though, we're talking about Todd leaving us, which is heartbreaking, literally. Because he's such a great friend, such a great producer, great guy. And he's going to be doing some other... He's not going away. He's going to be doing some other phenomenal things in the media.
I always tell my students, be nice to people because you never know.
Absolutely.
Someday he's going to come back and I'm your new owner.
Yep.
So, absolutely. Yes, he has the talent to do that. So, be interesting.
Today, by the way, July 9th is Fashion Day. What?
Fashion Day. Is that what, when you read that, what did, I mean, you're no slave to fashion. What do you think it's a day? How would you celebrate today? Let me ask you that.
A clean t-shirt and a shirt that's not 100% wrinkled. How's that?
Okay. You're celebrating.
Yes,
okay.
That's how I'm celebrating Fashion Day. Yeah. I was never a fashionista.
Oh, me either. I'm going to a party tonight. I'm going to
I could live in
styling.
Jeans and a hoodie.
Oh, man.
Every day, nothing else but jeans and a hoodie.
And now I'm be styling tonight.
All right. Dimples Day. You have dimples?
No.
I don't think you have dimples.
No.
Sugar Cookie Day. Take or leave. I mean,
sugar cookies in the afternoon, a little pick-me-up.
That's
no.
So easy.
It is. They're good, though. They deserve a day. They've been around. Sugar cookies.
Sugar cookies are the white bread of cookies. It's just there.
It's sugar. Yeah.
Do you ever do that when you're a kid, butter and sugar on a piece of bread?
Cinnamon.
Or cinnamon.
Yeah, cinnamon we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, oh, you know what? I could bring you back some Trinary toast.
Oh, no, you know, I didn't really like that. That stuff's harder than a rock.
Well, you dunk it. You're supposed to dunk it.
Yeah, what, an acid? That stuff is too hard.
In coffee. You dunk it in coffee.
Yeah, it still was very, I didn't know. I know you guys, somebody went up there and brought some back, and I acted like I liked it, but I didn't, so.
Well, that's nice.
I know.
Well, you know what? I acted like I liked your hot dogs yesterday, and I didn't.
Well, you ate them all.
I'm just trying to really act really well. It shows what a good actor I am.
There you go.
I love that cheese. How do you make that cheese?
That is good cheese.
That's phenomenal cheese.
And people in
is that Velveeta?
No, it's cheddar. But then there's mustard in there.
So you take cheddar cheese.
Yeah, you gotta melt that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you melt it and then you put,
actually too, there's two types of cheese in there. Is there? I don't have Velveeta. It's
because it melted so good.
Yeah, there's two cheeses in there. You have to look. But I just know there's like six or seven ingredients in there. It's not just cheese.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
That is really good.
Yeah.
You going to be selling that at the storage unit?
I didn't tell you what I'm selling there because I don't want anybody to take my idea. I'm going to have...
Well, nobody's getting the recipe to Johnny Juice.
What you're fortunate about being next to me is I'm going to have such a line and people are going to say, well, let's go get some Johnny Juice and then we'll get back and maybe the line will be...
Well, make some really spicy stuff so they got to come over and get some Johnny Juice.
There you go. That's
the best way to do it. Okay. Tom Hanks, 69 years old today. Courtney, boy, he's one of those guys, though, looks old because he looked so young for so long.
And there's a guy that, does everybody love him?
I don't know of a single person.
I remember Bill Burr went to a concert and Hanks.
Although I thought there's a thing on TMZ or whatever where he and his wife are walking through like a lobby someplace and some guy got a little too aggressive to try to get his autograph and like bumped.
Yeah.
And he went crazy.
Really?
It's like, I'll kick your bleep.
Wow.
And it was like weird to see Tom Hanks like that.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't. Wow.
Yeah.
Bill Burr went to a concert and there's a bunch of celebrities. I don't know what concert it was, but he. His wife said something about, man, what's everybody doing around that guy? He goes, that's Tom Hanks. That's what you get for 40 years of just building friends. Like, he just doesn't have a lot of...
Yeah.
And talks to... Yeah, he said some really nice things about him, but
I hate to say
never
this.
Met the guy.
I hate to say this about myself.
Yeah, sure.
I think he and I have the same issue in that we looked so young for so long... And then when age just finally does inevitably creep up, people are like, whoa, you sure look old all of a sudden. Well, yeah, but because I was so old before I looked old. People used to tell me that all the time. It's like, hold on.
I've known you for a year. You've never told me that.
I'd be like,
somebody
people.
Said that. Okay. So that's like, what people say is that.
People be like, how old are
you? Now you look your age, but it happened in 2 years.
Yes.
That does happen to people.
It happened to me and Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I don't know about you. Tom Hanks, I don't think he looks old yet.
Well, you don't have to meet my hair. I had such great, big, thick, black hair type. Okay, dark brown hair.
Now it's...
It's a little...
Gray and very thin.
As.
Yeah. Was your dad bald?
Where in the hell did the very thin part come from?
Well, your hair's thin.
It's not thin. It's thinning.
Oh, my God. Okay. If I take a picture, can you
post
it?
No,
your hair
no.
is super thin. Dude.
It is. You know why?
Because it's thinning. Because you're old.
No, it's because I got it cut super short. Because when I had to
There's
get the stuff ripped
thinning.
Out of my face, so I wouldn't have to go to the barber for a while.
No.
So I told her to cut it like almost down to nothing, and it's still growing back.
That has nothing to do with thinning hair. The length.
2 weeks.
Hair.
I'm gonna have a.
You're just gonna do one of those comb over guys. No, John, okay, whatever, I don't know. It's you're going to class reunion. Your hair looks great, man. Just awesome.
Wow.
Never looked better. All right, Jeff Larson.
Yeah, he's coming up. Courtney Love is 61. You know, that's almost one of those things where it's like, you know, kids, it's okay to do drugs. You'll still live to 60. How is she still alive? All these good people that have died from whatever. And Courtney Love was taking every chemical there is to ingest.
Together.
Yes. Is still going on. Fred Savage, 49. You know, he went from that really cute, wonderful Wonder Years kid to...
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Savage.
Some issues and thing. Yeah. Jimmy Smits, who love him as an actor. He was phenomenal in NYPD
Law?
Blue.
Or
And L.A. Law.
He was young, though, in L.A.
Super
Law.
Young.
Look at that.
When you look back on it.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't really realize that until I read
He was
that.
On that show with my old girlfriend. From the Partridge Family? Remember? Gordon Partridge?
You live in two worlds. Okay, what was this one? What's this one about?
L.A. Law?
No, L.A. Law. No, I'm talking to Jimmy Smith. Okay. I'm talking about the girl that you are fantasizing about.
From the Partridge
about.
Family.
The singer? The sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
You used to go out with her. I did. We're going to start a quick break. Jeff Larson, Green Bay Steel and Powell joins us next.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll in Central Texas has now reached 110 people, but the more staggering number is 170 still missing after the July 4th flash flooding. Eloise Jones was one of the girls from Camp Mystic who survived and says she was shocked by what she saw the night the water began rising.
From our cabins, we could see the highway, and you usually can't see that, so we could see it all the way past all the trees that used to be there. And then we realized, like, we can't stay here.
Camp Mystic lost 27 campers and counselors and is still missing 5 campers and 1 counselor. 3 people were killed overnight in Rio Doso, New Mexico, where recent wildfires have made the area more prone to flash flooding. City of Philadelphia has reached a tentative agreement with 9,000 city workers who have been on strike since the beginning of the month. The rank and file still need to vote on it. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia sent a record 728 drones into Ukraine overnight. This is ABC News.